Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Half Whitey Jimmy. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
22 past 8 on the Breakfast Club. Michael Felgate not too far away on Racing Pulse. But one of the big issues that festered yesterday, and we squeezed it and we got the pus out, but it wasn't very pleasing for the people involved. Particularly if you're a Brisbane Lions person, the AFL Women's Grand Final was a festering little sore it was, and it was pus-filled. That's what it was, Whitey. Absolutely what it was. And the Brisbane Lions are very, very distraught that the pus is now out, but it's not going to be the venue they want. Greg Swan's the CEO of the Brisbane Lions. He joined us. Good morning, Swanee.
G'day, Half. How are you?
Going very well. To a pus-filled sore it was, Swanee, this decision, and it hasn't gone in your favour. How annoyed are you?
A bit calmer today than yesterday. look, it's been a bit of a saga, to be honest. Post the Adele concert, the bloke who cuts the grass decided what was going to happen at the venue, and he decided to re-sow the grass, and it hasn't taken properly, and so hence we can't play the game. But, I mean, look, why we're really angry, we're just angry for the girls. You know, they've battled fantastically, finished on top, undefeated. You know, would have been great. We thought we'd get about 25,000 plus at the game, and you know, would have been great for the girls as a culmination, not only just for our girls, but for the season itself. So that's the reason we're very disappointed.
So that was the figure you thought you'd get, 25,000.
Yeah, we did. It's massive up here. The girls' footy, we're on the front page again of the Courier Mail today, and you know, we never in my time here we've only been on twice, and that's. You know, both times is because of the girls. So, it's big up here at the moment. And, you know, because, well, we're winning as well, which always helps. But, we thought we would have got that easily.
So, I mean, that's an incredible achievement, Swanee, considering that you haven't played any games at the Gabba. You've played some games up obviously, in Brisbane through the series. But why has it captured the imagination of everyone up there?
Yeah, I think it's just the women's sport part, and it has been really well promoted by the AFL and also ourselves, and as I said, the Courier Mail and all the programs up here. But women's footy is actually stronger than people think. So when the odds came out at the start of the season and we were sort of the rank outside, I think actually us in Adelaide might have been the rank outsiders. And but footy's strong up here in the girls' comp, and even on the back of what's happened now, we've there've been sign up days, and there's just a smidgen less women's teams than men's teams up here. So it's always been strong, and it's sort of flowed through to the games. You know, and for us, we've been out at Brenda, which is like a suburban ground, a good ground, but we've probably averaged over 6,000 people at there as well. So it's been strong for us this year.
Greg, can you talk us through the process of hiring Chris Fagan, whereas you decide to move on from Leppage and before that Voss. So two relatively young for senior coaches, relatively new out of the game. But you put in Fagan and Noble, some pretty experienced wise heads in the AFL circles.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Jimmy. I think it was just probably where we were at, and you're looking at what's happening around the comp. But, Chris had been, it's funny, the first day I rang him, he said, I'm a coach, don't you? I'm not an administrator, I'm a coach, I want to be a coach. So that was really encouraging because he'd done, he'd been everything in the footy, director of coaching, footy manager, coached his own teams in Tassie, and then coached Melbourne Reserves with Neil. So, I suppose it was on the back of two guys, younger guys that had come out of the system. We just thought we needed an experienced person. You looked around the comp and guys like Alan Richardson had, done really well, and, who'd been around, same thing, been in footy a long time. And we just thought that, that was the way we needed to go. We've got a really young group, and probably the other thing that was both Nobes and Fags have both got teaching backgrounds, and we sort of wanted to get a better teaching environment because we need to develop these kids. And And that was sort of one of the other prerequisites that we had. So, yeah, look, he was a standout when we did the interviews, and that was some of the reasoning behind it.
How do you find that balance on your list? I think you've only got one player who's 30, which might be Steph Martin.
Yep.
But it seems like you've gone down that track of going back to the draft instead of just finding pieces from other clubs.
Yeah, look, we've topped that with a couple, but you're right. Primarily, we've gone back to the draft. And, you know, last year we had four picks sort of within the first 20, and the year before we had three picks in the first 20. We've got, obviously, our own pick this year. We've got Port Adelaide's first pick this year as well. So, you know, we're death riding Port. We hope they have it.
If Koshy has his way, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, we'll be back to the draft again. So that's what we've decided to do. And, we're building from the ground up. We're trying to make it sustainable. Hence, we needed that really good teaching environment to make sure these kids are taught the right way to play. And then as they come through, you know, we'll obviously get better.
So going back to the women's situation a little bit here with this question, that do you feel that the supporters are there, that they haven't gone away? It's just that you just haven't been playing an attractive brand of sport that people wanted to go and watch, and maybe even the women can actually help build a bit of momentum into the men's interest?
Yeah, look, I think that's probably right. We've had a really strong core. Like, you know, we haven't played finals for 10 years, and let's be honest, we haven't been great the last, you know, two or three. So, but we've always ended up around 25,000 members. There's a good, strong core there. And I think you're right. I think certainly from the women's perspective has been terrific for the whole club. You know, we've gone out of our way to make sure they're involved, and the boys are all over it. You know, they've been down to the games, and, you know, they've trained together, and, you know, there's been a lot of crossover between the two. And I think the boys have certainly been inspired by the girls because they play with fantastic spirit, and, you know, they really have a crack, our girls, and I think that's been noted by the boys, and hopefully it can transfer over for when we play the Suns this Saturday.
Is it, how much of this is footy against cricket, this Gabba debate, Swanee?
Yeah, a fair bit. I don't like talking about him much, but I just call him the bloke who cuts the grass. If he had his way, we wouldn't there wouldn't be footy on the ground at all, I don't think. So he's a cricket man, and that certainly seems to get the priority as far as we can see, and this is probably a good example of it. So, you know, there was a couple of the wickets in the middle got re-sown so that they'd be ready for a test in November. So, and it's buggered us up along the way. But anyway, look, it is what it is. We're throwing all our energies about getting everybody down to Metricon because we think, you know, the girls deserve to play in front of a good crowd. The boys play there later on in the afternoon. So we think that's our focus now.
It is, just before we just shift that focus just for a second, if you don't mind, is it as cordial at administrative level between cricket and footy as opposed to grass-cutting level?
No, we're okay with the cricket body. I mean, James Sutherland put out a statement yesterday as well saying that he felt we were a bit, he didn't like to see what had happened. And but, you know, it was maybe on the back of the Adele concert, so we'll just have to work through that. Maybe they need a drop-in pitch up here, Harf.
That's a whole other debate, that one. I don't think that's going to happen. Swanee, the bloke who cuts the grass wouldn't be wrapped about that.
Is Essendon round two no problems? That'll definitely be at the Gabba?
Well, look, that's what we've been told. It's pretty wet up here this week. Actually, we haven't had much rain for a while, but it's pretty wet. So hopefully the grass continues to grow and take, because that was the issue for the girls, and that's only a week later. So there'll be another inspection next week, but we're told that it should be okay.
Well, hopefully it is, but regardless of that, just at this point, Swanee, you're in a grand final of the Brisbane Lions, and a premiership is on the line this weekend. We wish you the best of luck for your footy club. Thank you for your time.
No, thanks, boys. Yeah, no, hopefully we can pull that one off. It'll be great start of the season for us.
Good way to kick off 2017. For the Brisbane Lions, Greg Swan there, the CEO of the Brisbane Lions, with us with some turf issues up there at the Gabba.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone, and enter SHIPPING.